Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You can tweet us at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at DellV2 at any time during the show. And chances are we'll read them, unless it's Art, because he always sends a lot of stuff that is you can't read on the air. These 3 days... Yeah, I'm not trying to, but there is so little sports-wise. So this is the place to be if you want to know the truth. Because, you know, the other sports shows in town, kind of nerdy, I'd like to say. Okay? We can talk stuff. We can talk whatever. Right? I don't know.
It's not for everyone.
Can we do lists?
Pardon me?
Can we do a list of most nerdiest sports shows in the city?
Nerdy is probably the wrong word, but...
Lack of versatility is what you're suggesting?
Yeah, we're the most versatile, I would say.
Who's the least versatile person in all of Houston sports
the
radio?
The least personal person?
No, versatile.
The least versatile.
Who, if there's nothing to break down, is in a tough spot, do you think?
Look at this home run by O'Neal Cruz.
O'Neal Cruz went 513
feet. That's the 513 bomb that he hit.
That was crazy.
Yeah, these guys were... One thing we can talk about for a little bit at least is the home run derby.
Deflecting.
It's the highest exit velos ever in the history of baseball.
Had a bit going.
It was... Yeah. It was...
He doesn't want any part of it. The least versatile
people
to talk.
Of all... in all of Houston sports, right?
Well, I know...
And then that one home run...
See?
I know this, and Charlie Pilito is one of the greats of all time. He should be a Hall of Famer. There's no question. But he's a sports guy. He wouldn't even work these days because there was so little to talk. He'd take these days off. Yeah, he took these days off because he did not want. He refused to like talk about women on his show, or you know he was not going to deviate. Not going
to
deviate.
No, I tried to do the show. They said, see if you can open him up a little bit. Just get into his personality. I'm like, what did you say, 790? Well, just see if you can get him to kind of open up. This is open for – this is it.
This is what he does.
What you see is what you get,
That's
brother.
It. And people love that. He was a sports talk show legend. And probably the best we've ever had in the city, if you want to know the truth. But not very versatile would not be a word.
Well, no, he's not trying to deviate.
No, he's not. He's not doing
he's
guy
versatile
talk.
In terms of all sports.
Yeah.
You want to talk some
any
F1?
Sport? Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. He can talk. You can't catch him not being able to talk about a sport.
Mm-hmm.
You can't catch him.
Champions League?
Well, you know, wasn't a lot of Champions League being talked about.
I got him.
Doing a show with them in
got him.
12. But yeah, I don't know that. My guess is no. He wasn't raised
would
on
he
Champions
get,
League.
Would he get that guy?
You're right. Champions League is probably not something he's going to
talk about. What about that guy who called in from that small town in what's his name? Was he from the Netherlands or was he from Denmark? Where was he from?
Oh, they called the show?
Yeah, they're playing Tottenham and the biggest. Would he ever be able to entertain that guy?
What? Where was that?
Now I got to look it up. I forgot. I think it was like some type of semifinal that they had against Tottenham and they didn't win because they're a small club. Would he been able to go a whole segment with that guy talking about?
Yeah, I know Charlie would dig in. I would think he would ask about.
Charlie would not think that people want to hear. Although Charlie didn't care what people wanted to hear. Charlie would just kind of do what he thought they should hear.
I mean, it was such a unique story. I think so. I think Charlie would
he
would.
Attack not it the way long. In the way yeah. the way you
well, we
did.
Show Charlie
talking
show
about.
He might not have said some of the things I said.
Yeah, feels unlikely.
Charlie would have spent 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes max on that.
All right, let's move along.
That's 100% how it would happen.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have said stuff like
talking about
one
the,
person.
I forgot what it was. Was it about fish is? And their women? I forgot something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, would you trade in? I forgot what it was.
It wasn't the best radio I've ever done, but not the proudest.
That's right. That's right. He called in because he was upset about something being said, right?
Mm-hmm. He wasn't that upset because he's a frequent listener, but he just maybe took issue with what you were saying about the town. Yeah, the town. I forgot. It was a small town in a country that we don't particularly talk about on this side of the pond. I forgot what it was, though.
Yeah. So Ranger Suarez got there, huh? Because there was a big stink because he was in the dugout last night and Shohei went up to him and he was like, my shoulder hurts because Suarez hit him last month.
I get the feeling Shohei's pretty funny.
I would think so.
You know,
Looks like a lot of guys like him.
A lot of Asian athletes have been very funny. Yao Ming, they say, was hilarious.
Yeah. Well.
Really dry and witty and funny. Shohei was funny. Hideki Nomo was supposed to be very funny. He'd pretend. And who was it that pretended like he didn't know English for so long and he knew it really well? Was it? It wasn't. Who was it in Seattle?
Ichiro?
Ichiro. Ichiro knew English.
And he
I
didn't.
Think he's the one that faked for a long time, and his teammates are all like, he knows perfect English.
Well, but the stink was Mizzy Orowski, who's been with the Brewers. He's got five starts. I don't know who went down, they named Mizzy Orowski and not Suarez or the other guy that the Phillies have. They got two outstanding pitchers, and boy, were the Phillies pissed off about it. And it turns
Sanchez
out that Suarez ended up going.
It was Ranger Suarez and Christopher Sanchez.
Yeah, and Christopher Sanchez. And Suarez is there because he's in the dugout. He's got his NL. It ended up there. But the Phillies were like, okay, look at these guys' numbers and look at Mizzy Orowski. Now, Mizzy Orowski's taken the league by storm, but he's not even close to these guys.
Yeah, he's pitched five games.
Five games, and they made him an all-star. I think that's the shortest ever.
How's that possible?
That's the fewest amount ever. That
How's
that
it possible? Well, Dave Roberts told you. He said it was an easy answer. If it brings excitement, attention to our game, then I'm all about it. So it was all about the pop of having him.
Yeah, but that's.
And Ranger Suarez hit Ohtani.
Oh, well, yeah.
You think they kept him? And they're going to try to keep him away because of that?
Yeah, now you think he might have. I have a feeling that might have played into Dave Roberts, okay? His thoughts about whether or not he's taking him to the All-Star game. He ended up there anyway. So, it was a good night. I watched very little of it, but apparently a kid stole a home run.
Yeah, I watched it, and it was right up against the wall. I just didn't realize.
The kid was able to jump up. And
at that park, it's not high. Yeah. The wall is maybe 5'10", something like that. It's not very high. And the kid just went up and just kind of reached up. He didn't even reach over. It's not... It was not dramatic. He just reached up above the line that would have been a home run and grabbed it. And the other kids shagging. I mean, they're all high school kids. The other kids like, what the hell did you just do? They recognized right away. One was just standing there watching it. And this kid's tracking it. He's moving with the ball like he's in the outfield. I'm like, he's going to catch this. Well, actually, they didn't show it on TV. You didn't see it. It wasn't until he took a timeout. What's his name? Campanero or whatever. Took a timeout. And you can take a timeout in the middle of it. Every year it's like they change. So this one you have 3 minutes and you get 40 pitches. And so you got 40 pitches to hit and you got it in 3 minutes. If you don't get to them, you don't get to them. Then you move to, and if you've, and then at the end of it, you have a bonus round. You know, everyone gets a bonus round. Well, anyway, they were, you know, they're showing, I'm watching on StatCast and they're showing launch angles, they're showing ball flight, and it may have been on regular ESPN, I don't know. But it was pretty cool on that one. And it wasn't until they called timeout and all the Dominican players are flipping out. Like, they're all, they're doing the signal for home run, which is also a signal for, you know, replay. Because they're like, and somebody in the broadcast booth says, I think a kid stole a home run out there. We need to get a replay of that. Sure enough, they showed it. And then they showed that kid later, and he's kind of smiling sheepishly. And then they pulled all the kids off the wall, like, everyone out of here.
You're probably not supposed to steal home runs.
Yeah, you're not. So they count. They ended up counting the home run.
Yeah.
They ended up counting the home run. But it's pretty wild watching it with the StatCast because you got instant distances on everything.
Well, Cal Raleigh advanced on like 1 billionth
less,
of a...
less than an inch.
Yeah.
He was, his was 470.6, and whoever...
Campanero.
No. On the guy he beat to advance into it. Campanero was in the finals. The guy he beat to advance in was 470.5.
Right.
It was 0.96 inch. 0.96, not even 1 inch, 0.96 on StatCast, which made me immediately think, I wonder if Major League Baseball made sure that the guy with 38 home runs at the break moved on.
Yeah.
All things equal.
I don't know.
He was good. I mean, he was a champ. He hit a bunch of home runs. But these guys.
The year of the dumper, big dumper.
Yeah, the big dumper. What a name. What a perfect name.
I know.
That's
an offensive line coach. Yeah. An offensive lineman's name.
That's the perfect nickname. Or a catcher.
It's
a perfect nickname. I mean, the big dumper is, there's nothing, you know, it's a humble nickname. It's a nickname that's kind of self-deprecating. It's just a great nickname.
Yep.
And this guy was banging home runs. And at one point, he called timeout and switched to right. And when he was qualifying, switched to right hand and started hitting them out right-handed, too. I think he was just trying to see if he could get into a better flow. Going
His
dad pitched, and his 15-year-old brother caught.
Oh yeah.
So it was his dad was the pitcher.
I know.
Cal and his 15-year-old brother.
There were some videos of guys striking guys out, and then staring the guy down after in a real game. And the guy goes, "This would be my dad if he was pitching to me at home run derby, wanting me to strike out instead of hitting home runs."
Yeah. So it was. The Latin players didn't – usually the Latin players make a huge – like it's – flags are being waved and it's, you know, guys are being fanned. And there's always one or two players who want to take over the spotlight. Like, hey, dude, you're not participating. that was not really the case yesterday. But it was O'Neill Cruz, man, dude. He hit monsters, 490, 487, 513, just absolute.
It comes off his bat.
Blast. And Cal Raleigh hit it pretty far. And, I mean, Campanero hit the ball. Like, these guys were really, really, they were hitting some bombs yesterday. It was pretty fun. They take a long time. It went to almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's too late.
It's a long venture. I'd rather watch that than dunk contest, though.
It's by far the best
dunk contest. Is just
it's the
so
best
weak.
By far the best all star two games three
oh,
games.
Jazz Chisholm should have never. He was Jalen Green in the dunk contest.
There was okay.
And Joe Buck's like wearing him out. Like Joe, come on, bro, you can't hit him like this. He was talking about boy Jazz with three home runs. This is sorry, but you're not even better than Tom Bernanski. And he showed the like it was the 86 home run contest or something where the winner was six. It was six home runs was the winning number. And they showed the list. And he goes, boy, that list, at least he beat Ryan Sandberg with two, but he didn't beat Tom Bernanski. And he kept making references. Boy, that home run, the kid can't steal that one. Manute Bol couldn't have got that one. Like, Manute Bol played in the 80s. Stop making 40-year-old references, Buck. You got it. There's been other. You could have said Yao Ming. You could have said, you know, you could have said someone. You could have said Rudy Gobert couldn't get. You could have put somebody who plays right now in there. LeBron James couldn't jump up and get that. Instead, he goes with Manute Bol. I wonder how many 17-year-old kids watching a home run contest knew who Manute Bol was. You could have said Bol Bol, and they might have gotten it. Manute's son.
Bol Bol, yeah. Bol Bol is a great guy, by the way.
Wait,
we know him in L.A.
You can't say Bol Bol's a great guy and not expand on that.
Well, he's in L.A. and he's a good friend of the Pumps.
Okay,
and so he's around a lot.
You've seen Bol Bol?
Oh, yeah.
How come you've never told us?
Huge.
Yeah, he's
huge.
Like 7 foot.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
Five, isn't
unbelievable.
He? Or seven,
and he's a funny
four?
Guy. He's a funny guy. He's
yeah, his
guy.
Dad's supposed to be hilarious. But what?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you see Bol? What do you do with Bol Bol?
Well, I told you, he's friends with the Pumps.
Well, what do you do when you see Bol Bol? What are y'all doing?
He's a good friend of theirs, and he hangs out. He went to he just hangs out. That's all.
Well, you can't just say someone's 7'4" or whatever.
Yeah, he's running around that tall too.
Oh, yeah.
He is that tall. That dude is the biggest dude I've ever seen.
He's way more skilled than his dad was, but he's How tall? Yeah. He's 7'3".
There is a video of a special kid in the batting cage in a, you know, and trying to hit. And they go, here's Jazz Chisholm trying to hit tonight. Trying to hit home runs tonight.
It was not good.
That was ugly.
It was not good. It was sad. Yeah. He had 40 pitches.
You could tell just by going through Twitter what is happening in an event.
Yeah.
Because the memes come out immediately.
Yeah, they do.
Immediately destroying people. Destroying.
And I don't know how they do it so fast.
It's unbelievable.
It's like they have folders of them.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, here's something for if a guy can't hit.
Yeah, right. Right, right. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. One of the biggest stories this coming football season is the second rounders that aren't signing. Well, Steve Palazzolo and Sam Monson broke it down why the Texans did the Higgins deal. We'll have that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is this game day? Am I on the right one today? Do we have game day today? If so, I'm going to talk about game day. I'm going there tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Yes, I think we do, Del. I'm going there tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And I am going to – or I'm going there Thursday, excuse me. And I love going there. It's a clean facility. It's perfect. It is – there's the other ones that you go to are just – you're just a number. You're just – you sit and you got to wait for – and it's just – it seems like you're in an assembly line, okay? The doctor will run in there. Hey, everything okay? Good. Okay, well, here's your shot. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye. And pay us our money. Bye. And that's not the way they do it at Game Day Men's Health. They give you the specialized attention to make sure that you are reaching your goals, whatever your goals are. I'm telling you, it is different. I've been doing testosterone replacement for a while now, a long while, and this is just better. I just feel so much better about it. You can take them with you. You can get pellets. You can go every week to get shots. They're going to work with your schedule to make sure that you get your testosterone right, that you get your peptides right, whatever peptides that you're looking for. I'm telling you, Game Day Men's Health is different. They've got labs in every one, a free evaluation for you when you start. If you haven't been there before, you need to go. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. There's a location near you. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, one of the biggest... This is a story, man. This is huge that only 2 out of 32 second-rounders have signed. Is that still the case? Did anybody sign yesterday?
No.
I don't think I saw anybody.
I didn't see anyone yesterday.
I didn't see anybody sign yesterday.
So, well, you're not allowed to do anything on baseball All-Star Weekend. There's no sports. You're not allowed to have sports.
Oh, yeah, because the NFL never intrudes on any other sporting events.
I'm surprised we don't schedule a game now. On the All-Star Today. I'm surprised they don't start the first game on baseball All-Star game trying to just take away their shine.
I mean.
NFL doesn't. No, they would want to. Why would they do it today when they could do it tomorrow? Where they could do. Oh, no, the All-Star today, game today. Today. They would want to. They would want to play today.
Absolutely.
Get a game going today so you can't have one.
Yeah. I'm surprised the schedule doesn't come out today. You know, and they'll have the ESPN and have a whole schedule. Although, the Fever is playing tonight on ESPN.
What's bigger right now for ESPN, baseball or Caitlin Clark?
The Fever and the Sun. It'll be interesting to see what kind of numbers the Fever Sun does versus the All-Star game. What do you call him? Palazzolo or
Steve Palazzolo.
Palazzolo.
I think it's Palazzolo. Yeah.
Palazzolo?
You tell me. It's Italian.
Well, it could be anyway. Palazzolo. Okay, that makes sense. And Sam Monson. That's easy. He's like, that's like American or something. So the two of them are talking about the Houston Texans and this deal. And listen in what Sam Monson has to say about about the Texans and the way they do business.
For example, last year, Keon Coleman, the first pick of the second round, he got 80% of his fourth year of his contract fully guaranteed. And that changed this year when the Texans, who had the second pick in the second round, selected Jaden Higgins. And a few weeks later, before rookie minicamp started, they agreed to a rookie contract where they gave him his entire contract fully guaranteed all the way. And that changed everything because the pick before him, Carson Schlesinger, now because the pick after him got a fully guaranteed deal, the Browns had no choice. They also gave him a fully guaranteed deal. Now the rest of the second round is essentially in a waiting pattern where all the agents are like, we also want fully guaranteed deals. If this has spilled over to the second round and the teams are like, no, we want to go back to the way it always was, which was 70% of the fourth round is guaranteed. And down the line, it goes down and down and down. Eventually, only the third year of the contract is fully guaranteed, nothing in the fourth round. That's the way it works when it comes to rookie contracts. So with about a week to go until all rookies are officially going to be in camp, we're kind of waiting here on the Seattle Seahawks, who are picking third in the second round after safety Nick Imanwari, and what is he going to get? And then the biggest X factor in all of this, not many people have spoken about it, is pick number 40, which is the Saints pick, which is a quarterback, and Tyler Shuck. And essentially, because he is a quarterback and because he has a real shot of being the starting quarterback this year of Derek Carr retiring, are the Saints really going to play games over here about a few $100,000 being guaranteed or not guaranteed? And if he could change the entire outcome over here of the second round, because I know for a fact his agent, Eric Burkhardt, is trying to get all fully guaranteed money. If pick number 40 gets fully guaranteed money all the way, then picks 33 to 39 are also going to get it. So it's a very fascinating conversation about what's going on in the second round.
Yeah, unfortunately, that wasn't the one. That wasn't the one that talked about the Texans. That
was it does give you some intel. Yeah, right. I mean, it talked about, and look, Eric Burkhardt. I know Eric.
He's so pro his client.
Well, he's as aggressive. Well, I mean, it's his job.
It's his job. Yeah.
But he is a salesman now, and he's with Roc Nation now, and so he's been with my guys over at SSG. He's been on his own. He's with Roc Nation. Eric is well known in the business, and he has Kirk. What's his name? Come on, the offensive coordinator
of who? What team? Never mind. It doesn't matter who he's got. Just go whatever.
Texas Tech quarterback Cliff Kingsbury. He's the one who has Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Remember he had the Kyler Murray had the he's the one that put that long post out about Kyler Murray. How long it was?
It wasn't good.
Yeah, so anyway, what he's trying to get
Kyler Murray money through the media.
And look, every agent's going to be happy that Eric Burkhardt's doing this because Eric Burkhardt, as he mentioned, anybody who gets it, you're kind of forced, unless you really want to play chicken with every player before you. So if Eric Burkhardt can do it at 40, like Arianti Ursary has, I don't think he has any chance. The Texans drafted Higgins, gave him a guaranteed deal, and their other second round pick doesn't have one. He's not getting it.
But why?
At pick 48, 49.
Okay, so why do this? Why did they do this with Jaden Higgins?
Well, you've got a soundbite.
Yeah, I do have a soundbite.
Well, let's hear that.
Yes. Do you have that one, though? Do you have the one? Okay. Here's the one talking about the way the Texans do business.
This year, like the entire second round effectively looks like they may not show up to training camp. And so obviously, like it raises the question, why did the Texans do it? Like that's the thing that's causing all of the problems, right? The Browns had no choice once Jaden Higgins had got his deal done. They just jumped in along with it. But why did the Texans break that dam? Like, particularly in the current NFL landscape where, you know, there's these kind of collusion conversations happening. Like, it's a weird thing it's a weird precedent to break randomly, particularly voluntarily, maybe the wrong word, but like they jumped right into that early and had no problem with it.
It's a great question, Sam. And the exact reason is if you look at the Nick Casario front office in Houston, they actually have a bit of a history here when it comes to rookies with, I guess, breaking precedent or going away from what previous players have done. A couple years ago, Jalen Petrie got a significant amount of his third year fully guaranteed when that was not normal for picks. Damian Pierce, who was picked in the fourth round, had an obscure number of fully guaranteed money. I believe it was in year two. So there was a lot of things over here that have been done in recent history with the Houston Texans when it comes to contracts. Even this offseason, when it comes to veteran contracts, Sam, think of what they did of Derek Stingley, who still had 2 years left on his contract. They gave him a three-year deal, which is, you know, a low number of years, for $90 million, $30 million per year when the quarterback market was still at 25. Like, they jumped it by $5 million. They didn't even get that many more years on the contract. Usually, if you're going to jump the market by that much, you try to get a five-year deal, a six-year deal, or something like that. The Texans were like, no, we'll do a three-year deal and jump the market significantly. And I'll tell you this much, there's already rumblings around the NFL that next year with C.J. Stroud, when he becomes eligible, the Texans might be do something very, very unprecedented with him as well when it comes to a quarterback. So for whatever reason, they have a history of being more lenient with contracts compared to other teams who are more stringent, and we're seeing it again here this year with the second round of pick.
It's interesting.
Good point.
Because that makes – well, it doesn't – it makes sense that it doesn't make sense. What he's saying is the Texans just – he talked about the Jalen Petrie deal. Like, they don't look at – they don't really look at precedent. And that's what is
– well, it's funny, though, what he said about the Derek Stingley one. It's exactly the way the teams do business. If I'm going to give you money that you weren't going to earn normally, I want to get more years.
And they didn't do that.
And they didn't do that.
But that doesn't – but see, that's just – that's just from a business standpoint, that's I think, poor business.
Yeah.
I think it's poor business because it's a give and take. Like, we'll do this for you, but you need to do this for us.
Well, it's pro player, which...
Well, it's fine that it's pro player, but eventually, if you're always pro... If every deal is pro player, you end up screwed on a salary
cap. Well, and, okay, his point about CJ. What's CJ's value right now? 60? What is the highest now?
60. I don't even know.
What is the highest right now? Is it?
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's 65. I think it got to 60.
Dak was highest paid. Highest paid.
Not anymore, is it? Oh yeah, it is Dak. An average right now. An average is 60. It's worth $240 million over 4 years. Yeah.
Yep. So.
And it's guaranteed at a rate of 231. So only $9 million. It's not guaranteed. But now let me ask you this question.
So okay, wait a minute.
Okay.
So. 2 years, I could see them doing CJ. If CJ has a good year this year, I could see them going, okay, we're gonna give it to you now, and which they do. Is it gonna be 70? CJ,
I mean, it shouldn't be unless he plays like it.
They'll give him 2 years, 70.
I'm gonna take an MVP and Super Bowl.
Yeah,
to get to 70. I mean, it's what it should take to get to.
Yeah, except the highest paid quarterbacks have never won a Super Bowl. None of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, that's the model. The model's broken because then you get like Dallas and you're stuck because you got Dak Prescott. There's nothing you can do now.
Right.
Like you don't have that much movement.
The 11th highest paid quarterback, Jalen Hurts, is the first quarterback that has.
Well, where's Pat Mahomes
now? Pat Mahomes isn't even up there yet.
Well, that's because Pat Mahomes did his deal 4 years ago.
$45 million a year.
Who? Mahomes?
Mahomes. Yeah. And that's now
and that was good.
15 was, behind Dak.
But I remember at the time it wasn't even considered great money then. Well, it was considered good money, but a lot of agents didn't like it.
Yeah, they didn't like the way it's structured.
It was too long in the way it was structured. But, the problem you get to is and I don't care. You guys can put your – I'm not trying – I swear to God, I'm not trying to be pro NFL or owners. I like a robust sport that moves – At a relative, you see what's happening in college football. It's moving at a pace that is not sustainable, and it's going to cause a complete cataclysmic collision of what we know of college football. And it's happening at a rate that's insane. Had they gone at a slower rate, it's sustainable. You have to be careful because I look at international soccer and I see teams borrowing millions to pay off debt, and then they keep spending like it's not a sustainable. No. It's not sustainable, and it will eventually hurt the city. So you got to stay where you're still fiscally responsible. The money is insane already. You can do it at the proper rate that doesn't kill a team. And if you keep giving out team player-friendly contracts for no real reason, it's one thing if you get in a leverage situation, you're like, wait, we got to look, C.J. Stroud, you're going to have to do it. It's a quarterback. We can have a separate conversation about when the first team will be that says, we're not doing it. We don't think this quarterback's an elite quarterback. We're not giving him elite money. That didn't happen yet. But we can have that conversation. Well, it happened actually with Washington and Kirk Cousins. Washington had a chance to sign Kirk Cousins. Remember what happened?
Mm-hmm.
They said bye, and he went to Minnesota and got a fully guaranteed deal because Washington said, we just can't do this. Yep. We just don't believe in you enough. But Nick giving
that was a fourth rounder. This is the second overall pick.
What's happening is Nick is going to set precedents that hurt him, like when it comes to future negotiations. And at some point, if you're always paying retail price, like you got to pay wholesale sometimes. Yeah. If you're always paying retail price, you get to the cap way faster than everyone else is going to.
That's
and it doesn't help you.
Yeah. And,
you got to be perfect in drafting them with your young players.
You have to take advantage of the structure of the league because it is built so the teams can afford they can afford older players because they're giving the younger players less money. But not the way that Nick's doing it right now.
It hurts veterans, frankly, when you start guaranteeing fully guaranteed deals and the cap stays the same and the cap is the same cap. And I know this is a problem with I was talking to guys at NFL Network, former players said the big problem concern now is the mid-level free agent veteran is being priced out.
Sure.
Because
it happened in baseball and it's happening here.
Yeah, they get priced out because you either have cheap labor. Relatively cheap labor, you're replaced by guys who aren't as good who are fourth or fifth rounders because they have to be able to afford them.
That's why the NBA created the mid-level exception.
Mm-hmm. They had to. Yeah. And even then, some of those guys, you look at the difference in money, and it's staggering. You know, now $5 million, and look, obviously all of us would love that $5 million, but you see guys making $4 and $5 million while another guy not as good. You know, Hartenstein made $29 million a year. There's going to be some guys making probably 9 to 10 who – maybe aren't that far off from him.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it works. Like, you just...
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to be able to afford Hartenstein much longer after the contracts they just gave out.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on this? You're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776.
I want to talk about if... We'll get Jeff's gone. But I want to ask you, are the Cowboys happy with the Dak Prescott? Because it seemed like they were dragging their feet. Almost felt like Jerry Jones was like, man, do we have to do this at this number? But you have to. Would you rather be the Colts and sit there in quarterback purgatory and then you're screwed?
Well, I don't know.
But then
the Cowboys in quarterback?
You kind of are, but it's a better purgatory.
Yeah. Purgatory.
I don't care.
It's still purgatory.
Yeah.
John Daspit, if you're in hell right now because of an accident.
Yeah, John Daspit's going to help you. And big sports fan, John and I we talk about sports. Usually he texts now. I'm having a hard time getting John on the phone because he's got so many cases and he's a busy guy. I mean, he's working on his cases, and he's not somebody just with a name on the company on the website DaspitLaw.com. He is the guy who's doing the work. He's doing the heavy lifting with his other lawyers. He's got a lot of lawyers on staff. He's got the most that you're going to find here in the city of Houston as a personal injury attorney. But what he does is he makes sure that everyone gets personalized attention so that there's no shortcuts taken, and every person who signs up with them, they understand that John Daspit and his law firm are going to go that extra mile to make sure that you get the right settlement. And he's going to passionately pursue justice for the injured. That is his mantra, and that is what he delivers on. 713-CALL-NOW is the phone number. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD. 97.9 HD2.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Man, they're getting... I don't know if you've seen any of the video from New Jersey and New York City right now. It's... Frankie just sent me. Her subway stop is 2 feet of water and just flying in there, and she's trapped there. Told her to get upstairs somewhere, but it's crazy, man. We've had New Mexico had a huge flood after what happened here, obviously, and now New York City is catching it.
Yeah, it's really bad weather patterns right now.
It was crazy,
terrible in multiple states.
Right now. I mean, her subway stop.
We got more rain again yesterday.
Water.
Told you, this is one of the wettest summers I remember.
Yeah,
I'll take it. I'll take it as long as we don't get those.
Well, we got to be done with it because I got to play golf this week.
I don't want that heat dome. Yeah. Rain out all golf.
Right.
I got a bad. I got a rotator cuff, so I can't play disc golf, so no one can play. If I can't play, nobody plays.
Hmm. Well, I guess
that's going to work.
I guess that'll be different today. Okay, with me playing and you not.
Let's see. Okay? Let's see. Please tell me there's a chance of rain.
There's no chance.
I'm
going to
look at the
radar.
0%
chance today.
Come on, radar. I don't know. It's developing like a
0%.
Damn it! I don't see any.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, no. It's just going to be totally dry today.
Did you see Azeez Olajuwon is committed to the University of Houston?
That must be Azeez's son, Azeez.
I guess.
Because there is a Taju and a... No, it was Afis Olajuwon. So Azeez is, yeah, the younger one.
Yeah, okay.
One of the Olajuwons got in trouble for road rage.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right.
I think it's Taju's son?
I don't know that.
He's not officially committed.
He got an offer.
He got an offer.
Yeah,
from them.
Did he say blessed?
He said blessed.
Yes, he did.
Did he say he's blessed to get an offer?
He did.
Oh,
say
I thought
that.
He said. I thought blessed to go.
No, Azeez's got options, like power four options.
He's, Azeez is not. Is he the one that got in trouble?
No, that's an older Olajuwon.
Okay.
This one's still in high school, as obviously.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to ask my personal friend Akeem Olajuwon about him.
Jeff wants to talk about Akeem. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, my Kings. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, there's a big storm coming in. They haven't announced it for golf, by the
there's
way.
There's no anyway, storm yeah. coming hey, in. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
It's good to
Today's
hear.
The most beautiful day rain. We've ever had.
We've been needing rain.
Dumbest
they
stuff.
They haven't announced it yet. Hey, the reason I'm calling was, I don't know if you guys ever heard of, probably around 2 years ago, I'm guessing, Hakeem had a beautiful mansion out here in Clear Lake, right in the corner of NASA Space Center. I was just doing a little bit of research on driving, but it's kind of hard to read it. But it was built about 100 years ago. It's got that old medieval Spanish stone look to it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I don't want to get in too far in the story. I don't know the whole details. You can look it up. But I know he went in the middle of the night and knocked it down because there's a lot of taxes owed on it. Now, his side of the story, from what I'm being told, was like, It was a historical museum at some point when he bought it, and it was supposed to be some kind of an agreement. It wasn't to be knocked down or demolished, turned over to the state or city or town, whatever. And a lot of taxes were due on it, and from what I'm hearing, they're trying to say he owed it, and they're like, no, he's like, no, it's over to the city. So he went in the middle of the night. I drove by one night, you know, it was right by where I live, and the next morning I come by, and it was totally flat. All the trucks were in there. He went in at like midnight and knocked it down.
But now you just can't get your taxes.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Now just tax me on the land. That's all. Because there ain't no house there.
Dream is he is a businessman first now. He is not a basketball player anymore. He is a businessman first, and he is looking for the best opportunities for himself business-wise. And that's sad.
So this happened at least... There's a story back in 2019 of like half of it being demolished. I'm not sure it's that recent that this happened, but yeah, it's there. You can find it. You go.
Maybe it's the part that taxes was.
Hakeem Olajuwon Clear Lake home. This stretches back to 2019 that it got demolished somehow. Somehow.
Yeah. Somehow. Some way.
Yeah.
Something. No one knows.
I don't know.
It's impossible to know.
But the photos are out there of a once. Palatial estate crumbling.
Probably the government.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. The government probably did something.
Right.
It's what governments do.
Sure.
They demolish your house in the middle of the night when you least expect it.
Yeah. They sneak in.
I've seen that. I've been driving around like, hey, why are people getting their houses demolished?
Not just houses, mansion. A mansion demolished.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got offers, according to ESPN. Azeez has offers from Oklahoma State, TCU, Vanderbilt, Virginia Tech, and Cincinnati.
Hey, going to U of H.
Up to this point.
Going to U of H.
I mean, one would hope. At 6'6", 205. The Olajuwons have not been a tall. I mean, Afis was like his brother Taju. Afis was a guard, something like 6'3". Taju was something like 6'8". Those are Akeem's younger brothers. And then their kids, no one's been a 7-footer that I've seen. Well, Dream
wasn't seven.
Dream was 6'10". Yeah. They just used to call him 7-footer, but he's like 6'10", 6'10 and a half.
Yeah. I mean, that's tall enough.
Oh, he was split tall.
6'6" is.
I was talking to my son Alec about this. Alec said, "You know, Dad, that everyone now that Hakeem Olajuwon holds up maybe better than anyone with this generation who, like this generation of basketball fans who think everyone played against plumbers. If you played any time before the 90s or even actually even in the 90s, but Dream has a special pass because they see his highlight videos and they're like, ooh, there's nobody who plays basketball who does this right now.
Yeah, no.
Literally nobody. They've never seen anything like this.
His
like,
footwork was incredible.
Holy crap.
The best footwork ever. Ever.
He could play in today's game. That's what they
thanks.
Say. Yeah. That's what they say about Olajuwon.
Right, right. Hey, check us out. Thursday, we're going to be at McCormick. Well, we're not going to be at McCormick's. Actually, we want you to come to Texas Card House on Thursday morning. And at from noon till 6, the boys will all be at McCormick and Schmick. McCormick and Schmick in the Town and Country location. You can register for the Power On Electric Bicycle Company. 2 e-bikes were given away, a $4,000 value. So get on over there Thursday, noon till 6 at McCormick and Schmick. Find the entire summer circuit schedule, ESPN975.com. Break in here quickly. Keith, you're first up. Anybody else wants in, 713-780-3776. Talking about the Golden Nugget LC. I've been talking about, you know, Lake Charles. It's just 2 hours, 15 minutes down the road. I love everything about the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. I'm a big casino. I love casinos. I love poker rooms. I just love the action, the action, action, action. Well, how about having your fantasy draft amid all that action instead of just going to somebody house and picking, and all you need to do is go 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road and have the best fantasy draft experience that you're going to have. It's not even arguable. You're going to be in the DraftKings Sportsbook with the giant TV. Your draft will be up there. You're going to have college football on if you do it the weekend before the NFL season. You're going to have the pool. You'll have the restaurants. You'll have the casino. You'll have the poker room. You'll have the nightclub. You'll have concerts. You got everything you could want. This is the best place to have your fantasy draft. Get your league together. Say, let's do it. They've got packages available to make it affordable for you and your boys to have a great weekend. 12 of you at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. You never get to do this. It's awesome. GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD. 97.9 HD2.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 750 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. $4 million, you can have a good time in Lubbock.
Yeah, but yeah. You might have a better time for $3 million somewhere.
Well, not necessarily. It's college.
Lubbock is, so this guy, this billionaire.
There's a lot of STDs there you get.
The former, I don't know if that's still true. That age group is not. Yeah, that age group isn't really doing stuff anymore.
They're not doing anything at Texas Tech.
No, that age group isn't.
I know.
College age kids,
they're
the lowest.
They're still doing it in college.
It's the lowest.
They're still doing stuff. Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe on cams.
And especially football maybe players that are making, or basketball players that are making $4 million a year.
Maybe on FaceTime with each other.
You think they're FaceTiming?
Yeah, they're FaceTiming each other. They don't want physical contact. They don't want actual conversations. They just chat to each other on a text or something. I saw a story that kids are riding their bikes now from age 7 to 17. There used to be, it's been cut in half from over 20.7. It was estimated 20.7 million kids were bike riders. They do this off bike sales.
Everybody rides a bike when they're
a kid. To 10.5. No, it's been cut literally in half.
Why?
From 7 to 17. They just don't ride bikes that much anymore. They don't go outside as much.
Huh.
It's gone way, way down.
That's a shame.
Don't drink as much.
That's a problem.
Don't do stuff as much. They are still vaping, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I
found one at my house. So I know.
Uh-huh.
I asked you earlier, would you rather have, are you okay with Dak Prescott if you're a Cowboys fan? You're probably not the person to ask. Maybe it's a Cowboys fan that needs to call in.
I'm okay with Dak Prescott as my quarterback. You know what? I mean, because I see a lot of situations that are a lot worse. I don't think he should be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Well, what would you have done about it?
You have to. I mean, they put that off
with the franchise tag. Didn't they franchise him twice? Did they just once?
No,
just the once, and then they had to go to the 60 million because
they,
I think
did they
he would
franchise
have been around,
him once?
Huh?
Was he franchised once?
Yeah, he was franchised once, and he was, and it was a pissing contest, and he won. But look at the situations you mentioned, Nicole. There's situations all over the NFL. Dak Prescott is a good quarterback, and you need to have now. He's got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a big deal. But, I mean,
I guess this is the problem.
What you're in this business for is to get that guy, get that quarterback.
So when you lose any leverage or structure, and this is kind of my point with people don't understand why I'm like, you're taking a side of billionaires, the millionaires. I would much rather side with the millionaires. So first of all, both of them hate you. Be quiet. Number two, The problem you have is now the structure isn't where the best players, like in baseball, interestingly enough, with no cap, although there are guardrails, the best players get the most money. It's not your turn and all that stuff. In basketball, you have, okay, you know, the advantage is you get paid tremendous amounts at the max extension, so they can have a cap. It doesn't really matter. Not at all, because the best players are still. It's going to be the middle class that gets screwed in basketball, but with football, yeah, I'm fine with you saying Dak Prescott. Okay, Dak's one of the eight best quarterbacks in the league, probably.
Yeah.
Probably, he deserves to get paid. There's no question about it. Does he deserve to be the first guy? No. Second, third, fourth? No.
But
you know, probably not. Now, when he got his contract, it's a situation where if Dallas said like you did, yes, we'd rather have Dak Prescott than not have him. Totally agree with that. However, you'd also rather have him at a fair number.
Yeah,
and you didn't get a fair number. So what can the teams do? Are the teams just always going to get their asses kicked by quarterbacks?
So here's the deal. We talked about this how many times? It's the guy who's up. When Patrick Mahomes was up, he was the highest paid. Now he's 15th. Because he hasn't been up
can
for a while.
How can it be changed?
I don't know.
Then I don't want to hear about running backs getting their money. As long as you're okay, I don't want to hear from any fans or media, running backs have to get their money. You have a collectively bargained amount that you get, and it's a football revenue situation. If this guy is unchecked and they can get anything that they want all the time and they never lose in negotiations, then don't cry for running backs, because it's going to come out of there's a set amount of money. When you give a bigger piece of the pie to quarterbacks, it's going to come out of linebackers, yeah. It's going to come out of guards, centers,
safeties.
Running backs, safeties.
Yep.
It has to happen that way.
Yep.
There's no way, because wide receivers, pass rushers, cornerbacks, and quarterbacks, they're getting, and tackles. Those are the big five. They're going to get the big chunks. And these other ones, inside linebackers, running backs, guards, centers, and then, I don't know. I mean, yeah, safeties.
Safeties.
Yeah,
those are the ones that
get squeezed.
So that's why I love having CJ and David Mulgeta, because he's going to take less, and he's going to do it for the team. He is.
I don't want David to pull any of his crap, and I want CJ to stay happy, because we don't need another quarterback amount of drama. I do think it would behoove the NFL. I think I'm about the structure being good so the sport can be robust for fans. And it's in every city has a chance to win, because that's what I love about the NFL is you literally, you know, any team can become a powerhouse team if they draft well and things like that. Detroit is a great example. They drafted great. The Rams, they went from not caring about picks to being great with their picks.
The Eagles
smart
have done
with
that.
Their picks. Eagles have been incredible.
Yeah.
And I think it benefits teams that are the smart teams, not just the rich teams, but a court.
Look
something
at the two
where they,
New York teams. They're terrible.
Yeah, terrible. I think it would be great if they found a way to separate quarterback salaries.
Yeah.
So it gave other players a chance.
That's a good idea. I don't know that.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know what they do.
You brought that up before, but I don't. It's never been. I've never heard.
Well,
that
you can't
anywhere.
Go over.
You need to write an article and say, hey, you got a salary cap and you got a quarterback.
Well, there was already a discussion about you can't go over 20% of the total cap. You know, the total salary cap or 25%. I don't know what the number is, but the idea is. This is the guideline, is whatever the total cap is, a quarterback's salary cannot exceed
20%.
That 20-25% of the total cap.
Right.
And that makes some sense.
Yeah.
Because then that's a safeguard so that other guys can make their money.
Except in the future, because the cap is going to go up, the young quarterbacks are going to get
you know, a bigger salary than the older quarterbacks because they're up at that time and they can get 25%.
See, running backs are screwed for life. There's nothing that can ever – only thing they can hope for is that – is it,
yeah, I hate that for them that they're only going to make $7, $8, $9 million.
Well, I think – but relative to – relative, but they're also only going to play about 5, 6 years max.
Well, that's
quarterbacks game. Will play 18 years.
Oh, man. What a problem. I'm only going to make $8 million for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, but relative to what the other guys are making.
Blows.
Hold on. Relative to what the other guys are making.
I don't care what the other guys are making. It's $40 million. And you're making a great living.
Then I'll say, I don't care what the quarterbacks, you don't need more than $30
million. You don't.
That's a great living.
You're damn right you don't.
Okay, then start fighting that fight then.
Well, good. And no NBA player needs $70 million a year.
Okay, then start fighting that fight.
They don't need it. But they get it. It's
okay, they get it. And my point is, it would be great if a running back who takes more punishment than any player on the field, more than like except for the people in the trenches.
Except whoever tackles Adrian Peterson because they took the
– Yeah, I mean, linebackers – yeah, I mean, the ones who play the most physical sports make less.
Yeah. Yep.
The most physical players make the least amount of money.
That's, yep. Let's get Keith in here. He wants to talk NFL. What do you say, Keith?
Hey, guys, love the show. My conversation was actually Dak Prescott related. You know, he turns 32 in a couple of weeks. He just had a kid. He's had, you know, 2 to 3 severe injuries kind of the end of season. And, you know, the Cowboys have moved off of Cooper Rush and Trey Lance as their number 2, number 3 quarterbacks. And I guess this question is for Lance. You know, Joe Milton is now brought in, the Tennessee quarterback. I know you wrote him up out of college. We haven't really seen him in New England, you know, some preseason. But, you know, if Dak were to go down, like what are the expectations or the ceiling or for Joe Milton?
Name one quarterback that goes down that you're okay with what's going to happen to that team.
Pretty much none.
None.
And Joe Milton is just Joe Milton sprays the ball over the field. Now, New England was excited about Joe Milton.
What did they do when Cooper Rush was in there? They won a couple of games, but it wasn't like, okay, oh, you're going to be okay. Cooper Rush is here. No, there is no situation in the NFL where – well, maybe the Browns, if Joe Flacco comes in, he's going to be better than,
right?
I mean, he'll be better than Shador. Maybe that's the situation. But there are no situations in the NFL with a contender for the NFL title where if the quarterback goes down that you're okay. There's none. None.
Yeah, I think just to be honest, I mean, Joe Milton is a guy who the Patriots were so effusive about Joe Milton and how good he looked, and then they traded him. For like a pick that was one round higher than where they drafted him, I think. So it should tell you. I mean, they have Drake May too. It's not like Cooper Rush. I mean, it's not like Joe Milton was gonna you know set the world on fire. But he was a cheap draft pick, so they didn't keep him. I was surprised. He's big. He's got a huge arm. He's not accurate.
You had to watch out in the second row when Joe Milton was in
there.
Oh,
yeah. No, Joe Milton is...
You got to keep your...
His
they should put up the
good.
Nets like they do in baseball when Joe's playing.
Yeah, Joe is not... You know, they said he came in one of the games and played well, and that's great. But I just think realistically, Joe Milton is not an answer in Dallas by any stretch. So it's tough. Until you have a bigger... Until it's more robust on the supply side, once the supply side gets high, the demand diminishes... And you might have more reasonable quarterback contracts. Had it just gone up at a reasonable rate, the NFL wouldn't have these issues with other positions. You know, agents will tell you it's not good. If you don't have a quarterback client, you hate quarterbacks because quarterbacks are screwing your guys up.
Yep. All right, 8 o'clock. Heads up, 713-780-3776. Or it's really 802 in some areas of Houston. But this one is closer to the equator. So it's 8 o'clock. It's 8:01 now. Okay, so 802 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's going to be a Coors Light day. I'm afraid today is a Coors Light day. It is for me, and I hope it is for you. Okay, because it's Tuesday. First of all, it's Tuesday, which is a great day to drink Coors Lights. Okay. Secondly, you could play golf today because it's not going to rain, and so you can drink Coors Lights. Third, you're with your boys. You want to have a beer? Yes, that's Coors Light Day. Fourth, okay, I went over to my buddy's house who doesn't have a thing in his fridge, and he stocked Coors Lights for me. And I thought that was that brought a tear to my eye that, you know, someone would think of me like that to have some Coors Lights when I come over to the house, okay?
That is, to me, one of the that shows how much respect and love you have for another human being by having Coors Lights in your refrigerator. So do you want someone to feel great about you? Then you have Coors Lights waiting for them when you come when they come over. Coors Light. It's going to keep Texas chilled today. It's going to keep me chilled today, and I hope it keeps you chilled too. Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Climb on, brother.
This is ESPN 97.5.